Simran Gimel Siv Beis. Im Hoye Yoshein Im Ishtoi, if he's sleeping with his wife, and a wife, we say Ishtoi Kabufa, a person's used to being with his wife, so it doesn't cause the same level of Hirurim that it causes by other people. So, Koyer Bechazoz Ponim Litzad Acher, Afir Beloyav Sokas Talis, Bishum Dechashiva Kabufa. He could, as long as he's not facing her, if they're both under the sheet, without clothing, even if they're touching one another, he has to turn his head away from her, and then he could say Kriya Shema or Divrei Torah, even if there's no garment separating them. But if he turns around, he's not facing her, he's touching her, there is a problem, because if he's touching her ever, that is something that already does cause Hirurim, even for husband and wife, so they have to separate themselves in a fashion that they're not touching their ever. Continues the Mechaber, V'yeshmi Sha'isav and Lochish Lutvarv. There is an opinion, though, that holds even by husband and wife, if they're touching in the bottom part of the bodies, even if they're not facing one another, you have to have a garment separating. So therefore, one that wants to say Kriya Shema Shalamita, when he's with his wife, he should make sure that there is a garment separating from them. Or, if they're not facing one another, and not touching one another, it's also acceptable. All that we mentioned till now is saying Divrei Torah or Kriya Shema Tefillah with your mouth. But to think Divrei Torah, one is permitted to think Divrei Torah even if he's exposed to an erva, and therefore when one is in bed, he is allowed to think Divrei Torah under all circumstances.